money on the front end to hire people to do certain things, to market. And so it's really about, okay, well, if you want to stay at the size that you are, that's fine.
Right.
But if you really want to grow, this is a way you can do that. You know, and I'm not saying this is the way. This is a way.
A way. No, I love that. And again, it just gives us options, because that's it's like right now we need to be thinking outside of the box. So now, for somebody who's listening, right? And again, like the you have to get in your head, and I felt it was important to clarify this, because it's not just any type of business. Like it's pretty, like people who are running like we were talking about tech and different things like that that have the opportunity to scale. So now, mm-hmm. if you're in this pool, potential pool.
Mm-hmm.
What should you do next? Like, what are our next steps? How do we get in the game? Like, how do we get onto our Dragon's Den? Or is that what we're trying to do? Or, you know, how do we connect with these investors? Like, how do you get into these circles? Like, because these aren't the average people. These aren't just somebody that you're just kind of coming across who's a multimillionaire who's like, yeah, okay, I'll give you 100 racks. Or, you know, like
no.
Right,
that's not how it is.
Right,
but really, you know, if you already have a product and you're already in motion, like mm-hmm. there's a certain time frame where you know a venture capitalist would be interested in what you're doing,
mm. Which know, is when.
So once you have a certain product, right?
Okay.
If you're really at the ideation phase, maybe you go to like an incubator or somewhere where they help you hone your business plan and hone like everything, you know, or an accelerator program where you already have something going on and they're really going to help you accelerate
right,
your business.
Mm-hmm.
And so, coming out of those places, usually that's when you'd get funding,
okay,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you already have a viable, some people make, you know, very viable tech companies mm-hmm. and don't require venture capital at all, or only later on when they're really trying to scale, you know. And so you ask, what would you do next if you had a product or an early company? Really, it's about networking to the maximum. Okay. Going out and putting your face out there, putting your name out there, working on your pitch, and really just networking to the maximum.
So now let's bring it home for the people. So now, for what the services and what you're looking to do for the community,
because
now for listening to you and understanding where you want to go, mm-hmm. you seem like you could be a huge bridge for us to get to where we want to go.
That's the goal. I want to be that bridge. And the first part of that was, you know, highlighting the people who are already in the tech space, the Black people who are already there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to increase participation, and the first step for that was to increase representation.
Mm.
Right? That's why
if I had my claps,
you have us here for that now.
Okay, thanks.
That's why the project is called Rep Matters. You know, okay. To me, it was like representation matters. You know, and so. The goal is to really create a movement around this and really get Black people to be interested in this and to understand the opportunities here. And likewise, on the other end, to educate non-Black people who are in tech and venture capital about what the limitations are and what the barriers are to access for the Black community, and incentivize them to help create that bridge.
I like that. Okay, so now, you just lightly touched on it. So now you have a web platform. So now I've watched it. So you have tons of awesome interviews and stuff on there.
Mm-hmm.
Can we share the website?
Yeah, so it's www.realventures.com/rep. Rep-matters.
Dash. All right. And actually, we're going to plug it on our page and stuff
yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
And then so basically, for people who have questions, can they ask you questions on that page? Like, how do they get in contact with you? Do they follow you on IG, Facebook? Do they let us know?
Yeah. So on Instagram and Twitter, it's @repmatters_tech. That's a simple way. Email info@repmatters.tech. And the website is hosted by Real Ventures. Shout out to Real Ventures. Mm-hmm. You know, they're who I partnered with, and they really help support this project and bring it to fruition. Check out the webpage.
So before we wrap up, if you had to give people any, like, let's say, words of wisdom, inspiration, advice, like key things, something that somebody could just off of this interview say, you know what? Okay, I feel like I'm a little bit smarter today.
Yeah, I think my nugget of advice would be, you know, you choose what you do in your life, right? I pivoted careers at the age of 28 mm-hmm. completely, right?
Right, yeah.
I was working with athletes, training athletes, and now I'm like, you know what? I want to be in tech and venture capital, and this is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so to me, my advice is to always go within, you know, and really identify and be truthful to yourself about what it is you want and what it is you're willing to do to get there. And once you filter out the noise, you know, and you focus in on what it is you want,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're going to live a happier life, period.
Mm. Yes. Snaps, snaps, snaps. Claps, claps, claps.
So, real ones.
Thanks. Phil, it's been awesome. What you're bringing, I feel, especially in these times, I just feel it's so important. Because, again, it's giving people options.
Yeah.
Right? And a lot of people I speak to, like, that sense of, I don't want to say it, but it's almost like they feel a little hopeless. They feel like they don't know where to go, or they've hit a ceiling in their business. They don't know really how to get to that next step, but they need that capital injection to go to that next phase. So I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for the mission and the vision that you have, and for what you're looking to do to empower the community. Again, one more time, so people to get in contact with you, just let us know one more time.
Yeah, so IG and Twitter at repmatters_tech, or you can email me at info@repmatters.tech.
Phil, it's been awesome having you. Thank you again for being
here. Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate you.
It's my pleasure. So before we jump into the next segment, let's do a little musical break again from our very own DJ, Bobby Payne. Okay, hold on. Let me transition this.
You're not supposed to tell the people that.
We keep it transparent here.
Okay. Is it working?
No.
No, P. There you go. You had it playing before, too. It's my favorite one. You better play this.
Oh, yeah, yo. Find out all the platforms.
Don't yell at me, Trish. Don't tell me what I have to do.
I'm not yelling. You must
celebrate. 2021, Soca. Let's go.
Let's go, Bobby.
For the love of friends, so don't stop. For the love of jamming, don't stop. For the love of bacchanalists that we want, I ain't getting on bad. For the love of culture, don't stop. For the love of soca, don't stop. For the love of carnival, we jamming on. It's a freeness when we jam. Good vibes spread across the land. Feel it in we veins. Release the energy. To know what it means to it. Yeah, I don't know the history. Now when they fight, we don't. We just find our way. We not giving up. And it don't take too much for this line to form a session. Yeah. Cause we just innovate when it comes to party. Yeah. Yeah, the boys are Nelson and Shadow. Kitchen and spoiler and sparrow. Tidy band that I want to follow. You know we must celebrate. For the love of Christ, so don't stop. For the love of jamming, don't stop. For the love of bacchanalists that we want, I get to know. For the love of culture, don't stop. For the love of soca, don't stop. For the love of carnival. First thing I do as I rise up is count my blessings. First thing you should do as you rise up is count your blessings. Cause every new day under the sky is a blessing. And you're surely blessed if you have life. Ain't no guessing. Yo, I want you to hear me like the radio. Want you see what I'm saying like a video. Understand me clearer than stereo. Life hard but try to make nothing trouble you. Morning neighbor, boys, the dealio. Hope you have a good day and everything is okay. No matter what happen, we not giving up. Plus life too short, so let me leave it up. It's all about the highlight. We vibrating on a high frequency. Vibrating on a high energy.
Cherish it and never let me go. Cause you're not gonna find someone to love you better. If I want to let my sister down onto you, make I go love you, make I go love you, tender. Make I go love you, tender. Make I go love you, tender.
I as a man want you, yeah. I as a man need you. But girl, time change everything. You are my everything. Come
turn
give
up,
me everything.
Turn it up,
I know you miss the smell of cologne and cigarette. And girl, come and perform for me. Wind down low and perform.
To release.
is DJ Bobby King.
Ping ping, ping pa ping, ping ping.
Nice. Session two. Join in with this one. This one.
Bang bang, bang bang, bang bang.
Nice. Section three. The sweet.
Tripping back here. I almost wanted to cry though, because I really wanted to be injured.
Anyway. Let's not go there. But you know, I don't know if it's just me, but I find what makes that back air jam so good is how he says jam.
Jam. Me, it's the different sections. Like, what section are you? Are you the pots, the pans, your voice? You know what I'm saying? Like, I like that one. I like that. I like that.
Okay, area. Let me get my background music on. Oh.
I like the look at us for validation.
No, because you guys understand.
I felt it, because that's
listeners,
why I didn't say anything.
Listeners, you
like,
guys don't know what I go through here. The
girl's
abuse. The abuse. It's not really verbal. It's more visual. The way they look at me sometimes. I don't know, guys. I don't know, it's hard. It's rough.
Can you claim visual abuse?
Exactly. Like, what is that? That's new to me. That's new to me.
I might have just made it up. That's I don't new. Like the way you look at me.
That's new. But then after, we're told if you don't have something nice to say, then don't say it at all. So this time we both decided to be quiet.
Yeah. But you see, that's a West Indian thing. Because, I'm not going to say nothing, but I'm just going to cut the hell out of you my eyes. I'm just going to chop.
When your mother gave you that look after she done told you to stop jumping.
I would prefer you yell at me. Tell me something mean, then cut me with your eyes. I just don't like it.
Okay.
So anyways, guys. Oh, wait. You see, I'm all over the place. Where's my community update intro? See, I ain't ready. I'm not ready. But we are going to go into community updates because there's enough things going on. Okay. And I want to give a shout out to the OFC. because I want to encourage everybody, go OFClink.com. Because we've been posting all these Black History events on the website. And I'm going to be pulling from it today for our community updates, just for fun. Just so you guys can know some of the stuff they're on. So definitely check out OFCCommunityLink.com. But before I do that, I have to drop this.
Welcome to the OFC Community Updates, bringing you the past, present, and future community news.
Yeah. You see what's awesome with that is that you're hearing the background music because for some reason I can't stop it.
You told the audience we abuse you. DJ Harold Freeman.
Yo, I can't. Oh, my God.
You told the audience we visually abuse you.
Yo, I cannot believe.
Audience, did you guys hear why we watch Raro in the way that they watch
it? No, but that was a technical glitch.
First of all, where did this music come from?
I don't even know what's playing right now.
Okay, at least turn it down, P and Taco.
You're saying at least turn it down? Hey, guys, there's a ghost in the machine. We're just going to turn this down like this.
That's what I said.
That is what Trish said.
No, but I'm trying to stop it on the computer self. Okay.
Okay, so let's get into it.
Yeah, because I mean, this will be some nice OFC community updates music.
Yeah, disrespect. Look, before we get into that, hold on. Let me fix this. Let me make sure this brother's mic is up because I got a very special brother here in the studio with us. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on. Can you hear us, Mr. Dunberg Reed? Are you on? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, hold on, listeners. Can you hear him?
How are they supposed to answer you?
No, see, that's what I'm saying. Gina,
I think
just
they can hear him. If we can hear him, I believe that they can hear him.
Dunberg, one more time.
Yes, I'm here.
Awesome. That's like superhero music because Dunberg Reed is a superhero. Yo. Thank you for being on with us this morning on the Empower Hour. My brother, how are you doing?
I'm good now, yeah.
Superhero music was funny.
You weren't expecting the superhero entrance.
I wasn't.
Brother, I'm telling you, if the cape fits, you got to wear it, my brother. Okay, sorry. All right, let me calm down. Berkey, how you feeling this morning, brother?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on the show, guys.
It's my pleasure. Basically, you're spearheading something exceptional, something extremely powerful that I felt it's super important that we take up a big chunk of the community updates and talk about it. So we are talking about, hold on, let me open it back up. Oh, of course, my computer's still disrespecting me. The Kneel for Change event. My goodness, I'm just getting fully disrespected on my thing this morning. Like, I can't seem to open up the daggone thing. But good, Berkey. I'm glad you're on with us this morning because then you could just jump in and let people know while I'm struggling here to open this thing because my computer is disrespecting me.
No, it's the Kneels, it's the MTL Kneels for Change. It's like part two. It's the event that we did back in June when we had over 1,000 people come and kneel with us in silence and we had a moment of reflection. It was a quick thing, but I thought it was very meaningful in terms of us being able to listen to our inner voice in terms of how we can be better and what we need to do to be better as a collective. And it was at the same day as the protest downtown.
Yeah.
So I thought it was good. I got some different comments on that, but I thought it was important to provide people with a space, especially those who weren't comfortable going downtown and not sure how they would, you know, fit in or whatnot to the bigger conversation, to have a space where, you know, they could just kneel in silence and with COVID and everything going on. So, but
I'm glad you brought that up, because that is a very good point and a very good perspective, because I think people need to understand that, yes, obviously there's a power in numbers. Like, we come together and we empower. But then there's also, like, we have to be mindful of the different groups and creating spaces. So it is, you're absolutely right. And I feel it was, I don't want to say a safer space, because I think, we're over 100,000 people that came out to that protest. So not everybody was comfortable with that kind of crowd, especially what was going on, like, with the COVID and this, that, and the third. So it was good to give people that alternative. So definitely kudos, like, you know. And so people know, like, we are in communication in terms of community builders, in terms of, you know, working together. And I think this event that we're talking about right now, so the Kneel for Change Part 2, I think it really speaks loud in terms of us coming together and building as a community.
Yeah, because, you know, I have a foundation. It's called Montreal Community Cares. And I wouldn't say that we're in the forefront with all the different issues, but we work with everyone, right? Mm. And it's just that event, that particular event, there was something that just moved me to do that, you know? I myself wasn't too comfortable going into the big crowd because of my family and different issues like that. Right. But I wanted to be part of it. So if there was 100,000 people downtown and there was over 1,000 people at Loyola Park, let's just say that there was 100,001 mm-hmm. people coming together to you know, to fight, to raise their voice against all the social injustices that have been happening around the world. Now, this one, as you see, we're calling it, when we speak it Kneels for Change, rather than just MTL Kneels for Change, because part of our mission is to build bridges and not put up walls and bring people together. And, you know, some of the walls are the bridges. I remember Tiffany Callender saying it on a call the other day, that 15, the highway, or one of those highways dividing the East and the West. And I feel that that's the first divide, you know, us coming together and showing that we can work together. We will work together, because there's, you know, in our community, we talk about the Haitians, we talk about the Jamaicans, the Vincis, but the thing that unifies us all, we're all the same. We're all the same skin color. And when you get stopped by police or what have you, they're not asking you what nationality you are. They're seeing one. So it's time for us to start making movements as one as well. So I was in my living room, and something that really bothered me is I was really listening to the news and watching, listening to Will Prosper, Farrell, Tiffany, Terry. Everyone was, you know, they were very hurt. They were very hurt by what was going on, and just watching it, and there was something in my stomach that was disgusting. And the thing was, and this is the thing, when I look at the PH Kamara, PhD student, when I looked at the lawyer, these guys are lawyers and PhD students and well educated people, but we always say, let's better ourselves by educating ourselves and getting up to those status, right? But at the end of the day, when you're being stopped, they're not even asking you for your diploma. They're not asking you for, you know, all they're seeing is black. So at some point, we got to say, let's stop looking for somebody else to save us, and we have to come together and save and protect ourselves. And having conversations with Farrell, listening to Terry, he's very on social media. He's heavy on social media. Just listening to him, listening to all the different people who are speaking about it. Everyone has their own angle, right? Everyone has a potential solution. But for me, I wanted to bring people together, and it's not yelling at the screen and yelling at the police and all of that. But it's hearing the stories, and not even hearing the stories, but feeling the story. And there has to be something on that day that moves you to, if not to action, but moves you to think and to be human. Because what I realized And sorry for going on so long. What I realized is I was speaking to Rashida Geddes, and the word that came out in our conversation was trauma. So there's the physical trauma, right, of getting violated and pushed and grabbed and punched, and that trauma. But there's a psychological trauma that the people around you, the people that are not directly involved, are still involved, because there's a psychological effect of me going out my house and I see a police passing me, and I'm like, okay, is this the day that it's my turn? You know, and the anxieties and all of that stuff. So there's also a mental health issue that plagues us and that comes into play. So on that day, I just wanted to bring together. My goal is really 10,000 people. It's not 1,000 people. It's like you said, there was 100,000 people protesting that day. Yeah. So what that means to me is, hey, my goal of 10,000 people is nothing.
It's very doable.
Because if we move the community in a way and make this thing go viral, because it's virtual, it allows us to stretch out our arms even further, and then unite, because I'm reaching out to across the state, across the border.
Yes.
I'm reaching out. I want everyone to reach out across the world, because this is a pandemic, racial pandemic that affects everyone.
Yep.
So I reached out, and I think I sent it to you, Farrell. So online that day. I got confirmed Michael Brown Sr., who's the father of Michael Brown Jr., wow, who was killed by police in Ferguson in Missouri in 2014. I also have the uncle of Jacob Blake, who was shot multiple times in the back by police officers. And I'm hoping to get Kamara on, because we all have a story, and we'll all have certain speakers that will be on. It's not going to be a long event, but it's going to be an impactful hour. And I got a text from my guys. We might be able to get the support of the Raptors. We have some celebrities that we've reached out to help make sure that this message can spread around the world. So they're going to be. I'll just tell you, obviously Farrell and Will Prosper and Tiffany and Anastasia. Everybody going to get on a Zoom call to kind of go over the event, but. It's an event united, right? So this is what want to share with you the.
While you're pulling that up, I want to just remind everybody. So right now we're looking at, this is Wednesday, February 24th. Okay, mark it in your calendars right now. Set your reminders right now. Reminders are key, guys. Telling you as right now, from a person who does mad things, you need the reminders, because you as you're listening right now, you want to take part. You're like, yo, I'm doing this. I am there. Then next week, Thursday, you're going to be like, wait, was it yesterday? See? So just put it in your phone right now. Set your reminder. Set it for 8, because it's starting at 8:15. So tell yourself at 8 p.m. you want to be on Instagram. You want to go either on Instagram or Facebook, because we're going to stream it on both, right? Or are we going to aim just be on Instagram, on the?
Well, we're aiming for Instagram, because it keeps the count, but it keeps the count of the number of people that are there. But to be discussed, guys. But so for right now, whatever, if there's any changes or developments, we'll be posting it. The goal is to flood you guys with this event, so that you can't shake it. You dream about it.
Yeah, I like that. And that's what we need. That's what, like, and I'm so proud of what you're doing. Like, this is such a powerful, powerful movement, uniting, because you're not just bridging French and English. You're bridging French and English, Canada and U.S., right? And then, and that's huge for us, especially in the times that we're in right now. We have to start. This border is invisible. Like, this, we don't control or create this border. So our brothers on the South are the same like us here in the North. So we definitely got to be thinking as one community, as one people. And I love that. And the fact that it's virtual, we have the opportunity to make this global. So, brother, like, kudos.
So Farrell, this is what we have a few leadership kids from our Red Rush program. in our Leaders of Tomorrow program that helped put this together, and it's like a little challenge. They put it as a challenge. So so I'm just going to read it out, okay? So it will capture. It says, Denver Reed and Montreal Community Cares and their partners are calling on you to stand in solidarity along with community leaders, athletes, influencers, politicians, and the media on Wednesday, February 24th, 2021 at 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time on our virtual event that will speak to the injustices within our community. So the thing is, it says, we kneeled for peace, now we stand for justice. And the steps that we need to take, it says, follow at MTL Community Cares on IG. Share this post. So there's going to be a post. Share the post and like it. Take a picture. So on the day, you take a picture with your fist in the air to demonstrate worldwide solidarity for justice and equality for everyone. And let us know what part of the world you are or city you are coming from. Tag 3 friends, spread the word, and hashtag. I guess the hashtag is very important for the collection of the photos and for the recap. Kneel for change. Hashtag kneels for change. Yeah. And then
wait, with an S, the conversation, right? Kneels for change.
Yes. And the thing here is to continue the conversation. So, you know, there's so much protests that we can do, so much demonstrations that we can do, and this is just another form of it. Mm-hmm. And a successful event would be obviously strength in numbers, as Farrell said. Mm-hmm. It would be people coming on and really feeling it, you know, feeling it and feel to move and raise some money for Mr. Kamara and his family, and at the same time hear the stories and come out with a plan of action, something concrete that the collective will be working on. So we came together as a group of organization influencers and stuff like that. And after this event is done, the goal is not for me to go back and do my thing in my corner, but it's for me to at least try to be the glue, keep gluing, piecing, and keep these guys together and work on this one initiative that we've come up with. And it was really relying on ourselves to save ourselves rather than relying on someone else to do it for us. So, you know, we came up with Community Watch. We came up with a whole bunch of different, we have about 3 different concrete things that we want to see accomplished and that we think that is doable and realistic. So, you know,
and I appreciate what we can do. Like, and I appreciate even that, like, having the next call to action in place. Like, I know it's something that we're still discussing and developing, but like you said, we've come together as community enough with the protests. We need concrete action. So us strategizing and we need to, it's like, we need to be planning. It's enough of us reacting to circumstances. Like, it's enough. Like, let's take some time. We see what's been happening. We see the trends. We see life is a cycle. It keeps coming around in a circle. So we know what's going to happen, right? So it's like, now if we want to make a solid concrete difference and understand that the difference that we're making is not for us per se, but it's definitely for our children and next generation. So we need to be thinking like, how do we preserve ourselves? How do we preserve our next generation? How do we tear down the structures that we don't like, and how do we build the foundations for our next generation to be able to build on? So definitely, so for what you're setting up and for the next call to action, I applaud the whole movement. I'm looking forward to it. So we're talking next week, Wednesday. We want 500,000 people online. I'm you know, I like to throw out the numbers huge, but I'm saying, because if Tory Lanez is getting like 1,000,000 people who are just popping in watching randomness. If we're really upset about what's happening, guys, please, we could take an hour just to get online and just listen and share our thoughts and share the message, share the post. At the very, very least, and I hear my boy Tiggy telling people this all the time, even if you can't financially contribute to the cause, at the very least, you could do a share. You could share it 3 people, tag 2 people, just so that they know at least what's going on. Please, people, we're asking you just to do your part.
So far, you mentioned Tory Lanez, we'll see, because I've reached out to, like I said, the Raptors might get involved. I reached out to Basketball Canada, reached out to Kevin Hart, Dave Chappelle, Shaquille O'Neal.
All right.
Just waiting for Shaquille O'Neal's people to to say what they what's what. Okay, Sue back. So we're using star power too. I'm using my network to be able to draw eyes to it, draw feet to it, and push it. So when you say 500,000, it's doable. I have somebody on there that has is a celebrity. He has over 2 million now.
Followers.
2 million followers and stuff like that. I'm not a social media crazy guy. Mm-hmm. That's for you guys, but
yeah. You know that's for Tuki. Tuki is our social media guru guy right now. He's the man. But you know, he's making sure we're represented. So it's all love, and we definitely appreciate what he's doing for us as a community, and just making sure the voice is heard. So, and I like the fact that he keeps shitting on people. No, Tuki set people on fire these days. I love it. Sorry, go ahead.
That's gonna be on him to move the masses and put me up to date and what we need to do to move this.
You see, but the other thing that you're bringing attention to is we each have strengths that we're bringing to the table, right? So
yeah, exactly.
The OFC, we have tons of numbers. Like our reach is great. You definitely have the star power. Tiggy is able to mobilize. Tiffany is able to mobilize as well. Will Prosper is able to. Everybody has a particular gift that they're bringing to the table. And I think that is the strength that we have as a community is the fact that we're willing to bring really just bring what we have and just lay it down to benefit the whole community.
Yeah, exactly. We came up with a few things, and after speaking with Will, you came back and you said, "Well, Will said,
yep.
Like, all right, so let's just switch it."
That's it. No facts. you know what I mean?
It's not an ego. This thing is not an ego thing. It's a together thing, and it's very.
Super important. Oh, I'm not sure if your phone just cut out. But and actually on that note for the listeners, just to give them some light as we're wrapping up here. But that point that Burke just brought up, I think is important. Test.
Okay,
I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Test.
Hello?
Test. Yeah. You can hear us? Are you hearing us? Oh, are you still hearing us?
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Okay, sounds like some drama in the back. You okay? It sounds like I'm hearing sirens. It's not the boydom, is it? It's not the boydom. No. If it is, put your phone down. Okay.
I'm good.
Cool. Just making sure. But yeah, so as we're wrapping up here, but I felt it was important just to let people know about that thing with Will Prosper, because it was small, but we were initially pushing cameras on the police. Right, we're saying we want them to wear cameras, but then after really discussing and strategizing, we have to understand that. Oh, Berkey's loud now. You sure you're okay, Berkey? You sure?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, so no, but it was important that we bring it, because the cameras are costing the city like $100 million if we're going to do that. But then we have no control of that, because the data is going right back to the same police. So if we're going to go through this whole process and push and say we want these cameras, but then we have no control of the data, what are we really doing? Right. So if we're going to be strategic, and if they're not going to allow us to have the data stored in a third party, you know, facility where it's monitored, managed, and treated by a third party outside of SPVM, then forget it. The cameras don't even make any sense for us, and that $100 million, just send it to us then, if that's the case. And if Riley Plant has already committed to saying we're going to do the cameras, if the cameras aren't benefiting us as a community, then let us have the money, because us as community organizations, we can mobilize, we can take care of our people, and we can do our damn thing. So that's just really what it is. So I thought it was really important, and thank you for bringing that up. And just reminding people again about Camara, thank you for bringing that up again, Berkey, that we do have the GoFundMe going on for Mamadi Camara. I just shared it on our page again. Big shout out. He's already at $25,000. Let's try to get him to at least $50,000, because he's suing the city and we know it's going to cost money. So not to mention that the police had a good time ransacking his place. So his wife is pregnant with twins. We just want to help and support as much and however we can. So
yes, yeah, for sure.
So you have any final words for us, Burke? I just gave you a new name.
Strength in numbers, and let's build bridges and not walls. That's what it is. Mm. You know what I mean?
Claps,
you
know,
enough is enough, and they keep labeling that black community can't work together. Well, why am I going to try? Because last time back in 86 or back in 2005, yeah, everybody, we all make mistakes, but we can also grow and learn from our mistakes. And let's just come together, put egos aside, where we're, you know what I mean? Our lives are in danger to have egos, right? So let's just figure a way to work together. We can't all get our own way. We can't always get our way, but you got to be able to listen to each other. right, and work together. It's impossible that you tell me that we can't. So I'm trying to use this event to yes, to stand up for justice, but yes, to bring the community together. And I mean, there's a lot of people that have been working together, but I'm just doing it on a bigger platform so people all over can see that, hey, we're trying. Government officials can see that we're actually trying, and it's not just the same crew or the same, you know what I mean? Meeting people for the first time.
Yeah. That's what it is. And it's amazing. It's amazing that we're doing this. I'm excited. Like I said, I'm excited for the future, Burke. Burkey, definitely keep up what you're doing. Love what you're doing with Montreal Community Cares. Keep building, keep striving. Basically next week we're gonna be crushing the numbers online. Again, everybody share it. We're gonna put it on the Empower Hour page. We're gonna share it all over. You guys definitely help us to get the word out. Thank you again, Burkey. Again, continue doing what you're doing, my brother. Stay up.
All right, bye.
Stay
we'll
well.
Talk later.
Definitely.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Peace.
Okay, respect. Okay, bye.
So let's do a little quick musical break before we go into our next segment. Oh, what's this that's playing?
Your background music.
Oh, boy.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not the background music I was playing.
Oh.
This is disrespect. This right now, again, I'm convinced that my whole system's just out of whack here. I don't know. Like, people listening, we just need better equipment here at CKT. No, I'm not even at CKT. Oh, this is the track I want to play. Is it?
You asking us?
what's playing right now?
Sir?
Lord have all mercy.
Welcome to live radio.
Leave the DJ to DJ Bobby Payne.
Yo, well, hey. Okay. No, but just I just want to drop this. Still think about your remix while we're segue. Big shout out MC Solo.
Para estar al lado de ti. Quisiera que esto fuera un cuento. Para yo poder escribir y contar lo que yo quiera. Poner todos los finales felices y que tuviera conmigo la vida entera. De colores, todo mi manera. Yo te conozco, bebé, nadie me empata. Sé que lo que a ti te mata. Soy como un superhéroe sin capa. No te tengo, es una lata. Seguiré soñando, aunque a veces ya no quiera, yo te termino pensando. Te sigo extrañando, como Dorian Nemo te sigo buscando.
I still think about you, and all the things we did, what we didn't do. We were supposed to win, now we end up losing. I still think about you, and all the things we did, what we didn't do. We were supposed to win, now we end up losing. And I still think about you. Can I make you mine for a minute? Yeah, I know we said that we shouldn't, but you know tonight I gotta get it. Is your body got my hands on mine for a minute? Can I make you mine for a minute? Yeah, I know we said that we shouldn't, but you know tonight I gotta get it. Is your body? I used to see you every day. Now I can't remember last time I seen your face. No text, no call, yo. I've been looking for you all day.
I know.
Let it die out. I be thinking about it when I'm blamed out. How we went the wrong route, you know, like left. And now I'm wishing you the best. I'm lying, cause low key, I wish you hit me up. I see you trying, but there can't be no other us. The way we laugh to the way we fool. Do you remember them times like Mike, the way I held you up? Huh? I mean, like, I ain't trying to hate. You got a new man that you dominate. Making sure your heart's safe. Yeah, that's all okay, cause I know you're thinking about me.
De todo lo que hicimos, lo que vivimos, cosas que hablamos, nunca cumplimos. Yo todavía pienso en ti. De todo lo que hicimos, lo que vivimos, cosas que hablamos, y nunca cumplimos.
And I still think about you, for a minute. Can I make you mine, for a minute? Yeah, I know we said that we should, but you know tonight I gotta get it, cause your body got cold. Can I make you mine for a minute? Yeah, I know we said that we should, but you know tonight I gotta get it. Cause you're about to run
out. Ooh, big shout out to MC Solo.
That was like my Valentine's tribute. And I don't really do Valentine, but I, you know.
You don't do Valentine's Day.
We're not gonna get into that right now.
Farrell, I don't know what you do. I only know you for doing like Carnival. That's it.
I don't do capitalistic
Thank you, Gina. Yeah, like, I don't know. Like,
it don't got nothing to do with
Valentine's Day. Should be every day. Don't tell me it's the point.
Can you really make Valentine's Day every day?
Yes, if you love me, you should show me love every day.
At work.
Every day.
What
if you had a,
that's what I come home for.
Love me every day.
What if Dave had a doodoo day at work?
That's what I'm there for, to show them love.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all can't make Valentine's Day every single day. Let's not be unrealistic.
No, but you don't have to go out and buy chocolates and flowers.
That's not what I'm saying.
It's capitalism.
And then after, no relationship is perfect, so there's about to be ups and downs. You can't make Valentine's Day every day.
I'm sure there's some pagan holiday behind Valentine's. So.
Well, anyways, time for coffee conversation.
You're welcome, everybody. You're welcome.
All right, guys. So you guys know I have nieces, nephews, all that good old stuff. As you guys, you have children, you have yours. So TikTok is a big thing, as we all know. And, you know, there's a lot of dances on TikTok, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of dances that I don't know, okay? All right, and I'm sure a lot of the audience doesn't know a lot of these dances either. So what I did was I compiled a list of dances you may know versus the ones that you don't. So it's drink up if you know these dances or if you don't.
Where's Kaya when we need her?
Right? Because I know Kaya knows plenty of them. All right, so the first one. You guys ready? Drink up, everybody. Mm-hmm. The electric slide.
Oh, yes.
It's electric. Boogie, yoogie, yoogie, but there's two versions, and then after there's a cameo one. It's like candy.
Yeah, I know the candy one.
Wait, this is on TikTok?
No, I'm just saying these are dances that, you know, are just generalized.
It's
you know what I'm saying?
Guy,
I know the candy electric slide, yeah.
You guys don't know the electric, the one they said it's, you gotta move it, it's electric. Boogie, you don't know that one? Boogie. Come on.
I could pretend I do, but.
All right, anyways. All right, the next one is the Millie Rock.
Yes, of course.
Y'all know the Millie Rock? Millie Rock? Okay.
No.
What? Okay.
No, okay.
Come on.
You don't know how to... All right,
arms are going. Arms are going like that.
Okay. The next one is... this is from a TV show, Jump On It, which is Will Smith and Carlton. All right, you guys are good. Okay, audience, folks, drink up if you know that one.
Can I play background music? Because this sounds really good.
Absolutely. The next one is the Roy Purdy.
Beg your pardon?
Yep.
That's the name of a song?
That's the name of a dance.
Or a dance, I mean? No, it tells me nothing.
I don't know.
Tells
Roy,
me nothing either. Folks, if you guys know the Roy Purdy, you could drink up. I don't. I have nothing to drink for that one. All right. The next one is the Kid and Play.
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, which one? Like, where?
The foot thing there.
Okay. But not the hold the leg, jump over the you know, you kind of hold your toe. And
no, see,
jump
that one I don't know.
Your,
my knees are no good for
I
that.
I may know what I can do.
Exactly.
I almost ventured to do it yesterday. My children were like, Dad, wow, stop, Dad, stop.
Okay, yeah. Dad, don't do that.
Shout out Huey. Thanks for saving me. I almost did it.
You're good. Yeah. The next one is Hit the Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Right. Good, good, good.
Jeez. I didn't think I was going to do so good.
Yeah, that's okay. See, yeah, I got you guys talking. So drink up if you guys know that one. The next one is the Cabbage Patch.
Okay, yes.
That
80s
sounds
baby
like,
up
yeah, 80s old school.
Yeah,
sound.
Exactly. I'm comparing.
Oh, that
right.
One. Okay.
There you go.
But
there
why
go.
The Cabbage Patch, though?
I don't know why the name is the Cabbage Patch. I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe because your head kind of has a bubble, and those things
exactly.
Had the
hardest
heads.
Oh, yes. Cabbage Patch was a hard doll, you know.
But honestly, what was that?
It was
that?
So hard.
What was
it
that?
Was made of porcelain.
I was a weapon. That was a low key.
It was
you could
like,
hold
you
the
know
feet.
What? You know what your sink is made of in the bathroom? That is what a freaking
cabbage patch head was.
Yo, trust me. Yeah. Trust me. The next one is Lit Footworks. I have nieces. I have nieces. The next one is the butterfly. I know this is a girl. Her name is Maxine. Her name is like a
butterfly.
If I ever tell you about Maxine,
you
want
to
say I don't know what I know.
If you're
going to
say butterfly.
Murder, she wrote. But the girl in the yellow in that video is busting out the butterfly.
Yeah, but if you're going to say butterfly, you got to sing that butterfly, butterfly. Let me see the butterfly.
That's not the real one, though.
Let me do the butterfly.
Happy Everything by Karakta. Okay, sorry. Next one is Heel and Toe. Heel and Toe.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
All right. All right. The next one is the Reverse the Nene.
Reverse the
Nene? Yeah, not the actual whipping Nene, but Reverse Nene.
No, I don't know this.
This is happening in the world right
now? Yo, trust me. Uh-huh. Next one is Pepper Seed.
Pepper Seed sounds familiar, but I
That's
can't remember.
That's the shoulders.
All right, yeah.
Action.
Yes.
Okay. Come on, guys. Come on, guys.
Big shout out my cousin Malcolm. When I think Pepper Seed, I think Malcolm.
Yes,
I don't know why.
Definitely Malcolm.
I think Malcolm. Big shout out.
So, folks, you got to drink up if you know the Pepper Seed. The next one is Bust Down.
Bust down, Tatiana, bust down.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly
okay,
that.
Okay, Gina knows all
it's
these.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's exactly. It's exactly that.
Okay.
The next one is...
She got young siblings.
Okay, go Gina with your young self. The next one is the Harlem Shake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Come on. Who doesn't know that one?
Make this money. Shake this money. Know those socks. Come on, guys.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. The Stanky Leg.
Do okay. the slinky leg. Do the slinky leg. Do the slinky leg.
And the last one, I'm sure everybody knows this one. You guys ready? I'm going to sing it for you, okay? I can't sing it on this beat, though.
No, I'm trying
Cotton
to.
Candy, sweetie, go. Let me see your Tootsie Roll. Hey, Tootsie Roll.
But the Tootsie Roll's kind of like the butterfly, but for America.
Sheena, that was not the point of that.
You tried it. You tried to call it by a different name. I don't butterfly.
But mind you, I don't. Mind you, I don't know the dance though.
You're not supposed to be Tootsie Rolling.
Okay, you see that? Okay, good. That I appreciate that. No, I appreciate
that's
that.
That's the reason you're not. It's because you're not supposed good. To be Tootsie Rolling.
Okay, no,
those
perfect.
Those are songs that, you know.
Good.
Yeah.
No, say less.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to see you in Thierry Tootsie Rolling.
Me neither. Okay. Good.
I absolutely don't.
No, good. I have to double check.
It's
yes.
Like, I feel like guys twerking. I have a problem ooh. With that. There's a difference between whining and twerking. You know what I'm saying? Like, if a guy can whine, geez Louise, that's great.
Right, yes.
You know, if a guy can dance a cone fudge, you know, I'm sure you like him extra percent.
Yeah, yeah.
But if absolutely. A guy, a man is twerking, he comes in a party, he's like, get it. Like, what is that? He's twerking more than you.
Yeah.
More than you, you know? Yeah. But he's straight.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Straight,
no, he needs to stop. He needs to stop. He needs to stop twerking. That's true.
He needs to stop
I'm not here for, you know, the, like, do what you do, and if you like it, you like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, there's no negatives in that, but I'm saying Farrell cannot twerk.
And I can't unsee that after I see it. I'm upset.
Right?
No one's thinking about my eyes. No one needs to think, that's it?
Right. Mind your business.
Exactly. I went to New York once and I was dating someone very hard out there known, and he was doing the chicken noodle soup. And I said, wow.
There's something about that.
You know, we need to talk about that. You need some therapy. Why can't people just have their fun? Okay? Because I'm sorry, some of these Jamaican dance, when I'm watching some of these Jamaican dudes doing their dances, I'm like, sir.
No, but his friends were clowning him like, boy, you was doing the chicken noodle soup.
No, you know what that is?
A hard, you know, hard man.
I'm gonna tell you exactly what that is. That is toxic masculinity.
Yeah. Okay?
Oh, that's what's happening.
Not the way he was doing the chicken noodle soup. Yeah, it was not toxic. No. And he's still a masculine person, but he got in his little girl face when he did the I let it rain and clear it out.
He gone too far.
It's like he was saying, just, my lip gloss is bopping. My lip gloss is cool. You like you
adding.
To,
you adding.
No, I'm just
no,
saying.
He's just gone too far. I'm with Trish on that. He's just gone too far.
He went a little far.
Sir, Mr. New York, sir, don't worry. I got you.
I'm just saying.
I'm sure he's listening.
Sure. No, and the thing, and I'm sure he overdid it too. If you, maybe one time
it.
A chicken noodle, maybe once, because he's in the vibe. But you for when you
when it's soda on the side, not, like,
no stop.
Why do you have a soda? Like,
stop. No, stop, Gina. Stop. Just
one
trying to defend him.
No. I went far on that one, man.
No.
I was like, oh, okay.
This is where we're at.
This is where we're at. So that was this episode of Coffee Conversations, this segment. How did you guys feel about today's show before we go?
Yeah.
The show was amazing. I love you people. I'm glad we're back.
I'm glad
y'all.
We're back in the flesh as well. It was pretty awesome. P, how do you feel about today's show?
Yo, today's show is exceptional. We have some phenomenal guests in the house with us today. Big shout out to Phil. Big shout out to Don Burke Reed, superhero.
Absolutely.
You know, and just bringing it. And I really like it. It's there's an energy we get from being together.
Absolutely.
I find it. I definitely enjoy it
there
a lot
is.
More than doing it over Zoom. So I want to also want to thank our listeners.
Yeah.
For just continuing to support and encourage us.
Absolutely. We totally do appreciate you guys. Everybody on the live as well.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate you too. Keep tuning into us. I mean, we're every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. It's quite early for us, but we love it, right, P?
Yo, gee, I'm up at like 5 something to come on and just do it for the people. You know, and it's like, but it has to be. Oh, and we got to big up our co-hosts who aren't able to make it. But big shout out, Kaya.
Amen.
Queen Kaya on that hot single.
Yes, a hot track, Queen Kaya.
If you guys have not gone to check it out, I want to pull it up right now.
Actually, we should pull it up, and then after we should, you know, end off with that, no?
I'm not sure if we could play it, so, like, it's so rough.
Oh, right.
Oh, no, you know what I could play? What we'll do, we'll run it, because Bobby Payne ran it at the beginning of the mix. So we're going to end our show the same way we started it, with Kaya and dropping a hot track. It's Bad Gal. Google it. Pull her up everywhere.
Absolutely.
Kaya, bad girl. And you guys just continue to support Tio. He's doing the colors of COVID.
Right.
But he's there representing for us as a community. He's making sure that, you know, our voices are being heard.
That's that. Big shout out to the OFC and West Canada and everybody in that area. You guys are really doing big things. And I got to say, I'm proud of y'all. That's what's up. Guys have a lot of events. And those are things that people need to know. Know and see. Because if they don't see it, they're not going to know to go. Right?
Thank you. And actually, I want to
keep posting that stuff for sure.
Definitely. And actually, if people have events that you want to put on the calendar, because guys, it's crazy. We're like, Black History Month is almost done, and we saw easily like 40 events on the calendar still. It's no joke. So that and we still have space for more. So if you check out the OFCLink.com, again, that's OFCLink.com. You could check the event calendar, check all the events, see what's going on. If your event's not on there, get in contact with us. And if you just want to just get involved with the movement, check us out online. It's OFCnetwork.com, and you could just find out everything we're doing and become a member, you know.
And big, that's it. And on that note, I am Miss Trish. Follow me on Instagram at all things Miss Trish for all the things that I'm doing. But this was the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. Like I said in the beginning, we are on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., available live on Instagram and Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. This episode is possible thanks to the awesome people at CKUT, the OFC, the Pub St. Pierre, and to our amazing team. People, stay blessed, black, and highly favored.
You know, Trish, that was an awesome outro. I just wish the mix was ready. So the...
You know, like I said before, in every relationship, we're brother and sister here.
I feel like, my goodness, the mix was, the outro was so perfect. Okay, hold on. The outro was so perfect. It's just, while you're doing the outro, I'm trying to rush. I'm like, where did Bobby put this mix?
That's totally okay. And it's right here. Later, y'all.
Peace.
Tell me who wanna run a whoopsie smack in my purses. Not for recoverer. Fuck a tummy. Must have combos with my name. Keep coming up, and niggas dying to hop in, just like it's double dutch. The convo ain't about money, don't mix me. Y'all gon' drown in this drip, R.I.P. Whitney. Niggas wildin' out, streets getting sticky. To keep safe, I'm praying to God and the Nipsey.
Oh Lord, sit up!
Now tell me who wanna run a whoopsie smack in my purses. Not for recoverer, fuck
everybody!
Handles with my name, keep coming up. And niggas dying to hop in, just like it's double dutch. The convo ain't about money, don't mix me. Y'all come drowning this grip, R.I.P. Whitney. Niggas wildin' out, streets getting sticky. To keep safe, I'm praying to God and the Nipsey.
Lakewood means rewind, a gunshot means forward.
Now tell me who wanna run a whoopsie smack in my purses. Not for recoverer, my rubber tummy tuck. Combos with my name, keep coming up. And niggas dying to hop in, just like it's double dutch. The combo ain't about money, don't mix me. Y'all gon' drown in this drip, R.I.P. Whitney. You niggas wildin' out, the streets getting sticky. To keep safe, I'm praying to God and the Nipsey. Yeah, y'all gon' hear my name soon. It's not gon' be the same soon. Yeah, it's gonna be over for you lames who don't even got enough money to live in a shade room. Sharing a nigga according to his check. You got him by his heart, and I got him by his neck. The shoes that he bought me kicked up on his desk. My eyes on your paper like I'm cheating on a test. Yeah. Took him from his wife, that's a month, yeah. Then I took the money, that's a side, yeah. He took me out to eat, cause I'm a fuck, yeah. He not getting it back, cause I'm a fuck, yeah. Fuck, yeah. Fuck ya, you're not getting it back cause I'm a fuck.
Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up.
Watching, waiting to exhale. Looking at one theme while my mind is on the next sale. I put dope on the move like express mail. And put powder in the air like a chemtrail. Hustle been in my jeans just like Levi's. Yeah, I'm a queen on a king size. And I don't fuck with cheap guys. My pockets is fat like they deep fried. Finance over romance. I'm about the biggest fan. Yeah, we are not the same bitches, fam.
I want the info to the bank. And you can have the info to the Instagram. He got kids on the way, he kept it real. Pays me to keep me quiet, my lips are sealed. If the money come up short, he know the deal. I'm telling wifey at the gender reveal. Bling, bling. Yeah, it's a fat bitch ting. For some head and some bread, you could have this ting. Let my girl score too. I pass this ting. I want bread and some cheese. Sandwich tings. I eat from the night to the morning just like Alonzo. Breakfast for dinner on the menu at McDonald's. Too big to be a snack. And they all know he eat it, then he drink it. I'm a combo. Took him from his wife, that's a mafia. Then I took the money, that's a side, yeah. He took me out to eat, cause I'm a fuck, yeah. You're not getting it back, cause I'm a fuck, yeah. Fuck, yeah. Fuck, yeah. Fuck, yeah. You're not getting it back, cause I'm a fuck, yeah.
Once upon a time, and I heard that I was ugly. Yeah! From a chick who
make a living and you make yours.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com. Thank you.